Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And, man, Rockets look...
They look fine. They look fine. Stop making a big deal.
No. They do. They were a favorite last night. On the road, 8 straight losses. Cleveland had won the night before, and the Rockets were favorite.
Easiest plus 140 in the books.
Do you know how everybody said, well, oh, man, Vegas, this is rigged. They know something. They're always right. Nah. No, really, they're not. It was a 19-point difference in the spread that they had out there. And how you can make this Rockets team without Christian Wood a favorite is amazing. It is simply amazing. So after watching Jared Allen last night, and Caris LeVert hasn't played yet for Indy because of a kidney problem. He had some kind of renal cell carcinoma or something.
Yeah.
On his kidney that he had, and he will be back. But after watching Jared Allen, you kind of think to yourself, wait a minute, why didn't they just take the draft picks, Caris LeVert, and Jared Allen, instead of doing all of these things with everybody and go, because all it ended up is James Harden is in New Jersey. Why didn't you just do it, Jared Allen, teamed with, now that's two bigs that you really... Although Christian Wood is, he can play outside, inside,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. You'd have to go to a more standard style of offense.
Yeah.
But
guess what though? You can't shoot threes with this team now.
No.
Right?
You have to, unless that's Rafael Stone's philosophy. Cause you got to remember now, they're still very driven by analytics, and the analytics tell you that three is greater than two. And so they may fundamentally, you know, the brain trust there may fundamentally say, you know, at some point we've got to get back to.
Well, they lived in Daryl Morey's world for however long Daryl was here. They were here.
And the guy Eli behind the scenes is a big driver of that too. He's a big believer in that too.
Absolutely he is. But the fact of the matter is that you didn't get any better shooting. I mean, you're not anywhere closer to better as good or good enough to shoot to play that kind of ball.
Good.
You don't have shooters on this team.
Good.
No, I know.
Keep shooting.
I know you want to lose and you want to
shoot,
keep the. Okay, you know what's going to happen?
I don't want to.
You
finish
know what's
going to
happen?
No.
They're going to lose all these games. And they're going to finish fifth.
No, you're not going to finish fifth.
Okay.
Did they look like a team that's going to finish fifth yesterday?
They really don't look like that. They really don't look like. But as soon as Christian Wood comes back,
I know that's the problem.
That's a real problem.
We got to get to Christian Wood. Do something. What was the show?
This is
where
one of his 3 years
what's
here.
The movie where they kidnapped Damon Wayans when he was a Celtic fan.
Celtic Pride?
Yeah, Celtic
he was
Pride.
Wasn't he a Jazz? A member of the Jazz?
Yeah,
or
he
something?
Was a member of the Jazz, and they wanted the Celtics to win. First of all, this is a movie in the 90s where a black guy was played for the Jazz. I mean, it was clearly just.
They got one?
In the 90s?
Oh. Yeah, they had one, remember?
Karl Malone.
No, not really. He doesn't count.
Does he count?
No, the dude who's
Shannon Anderson, Byron Russell.
The guy who spelled his name wrong. Byron Russell.
Yeah, Anderson.
Russell.
They got rid of
Byron.
Did he spell it Byron?
No, he spelled it with a Y, though, so it was wrong.
Brian Russell.
They got rid of Shannon Anderson as fast as they could to the Rockets. But So in this movie, they kidnap... Damon Wayans, who's a basketball player for the Jazz. They kidnap him so the Celtics have a better chance of winning.
Don't put that out there for people.
Well, no.
That you want Christian Wood kidnapped?
No, I'm just throwing something out there. Somebody was kidnapped.
The kids are on their way to school. Listen, okay? You know, in Illinois, in Chicago, they're not going to be able to. They're going to ban Grand Theft Auto because there's so many carjackings in the city. There's so many auto thefts in the city.
Well, now, that should slow it down.
Now, look, the kids, you're teaching them about the Celtic Pride needs to be banned now in the city of Houston because of you.
Yeah, but I'm talking about kidnapping our own guy.
Now, I know.
Like the other one, it's kidnapping the other team's guy. I'm just saying maybe Christian Wood needs
better kidnapping your own guy.
And then send them on a vacation somewhere. Well, you know what? The Phoenix in Belize. McCool said, come on down. We're reopened.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Christian Wood needs to.
He needs to go down to Belize.
Yeah, be in Belize. He can get his. He can go
snorkeling.
1, 2, 3
Belize.
1, 2, 3 Belize. He can go snorkeling. He can, you know, he can go to the restaurant. They got an open air restaurant. I mean, it's beautiful there. It's beautiful. You should check it out, Christian, for the rest of the year. Because I don't need you finishing.
Do they have
I don't
any golf Rockets courses there?
Fifth.
Do they have any golf courses there? No.
You need to develop one.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do all that island. Work. I just want to go there and play.
Yeah, it's an island.
That
so.
Seems like a lot of work developing a golf course.
I could probably get a putt-putt thing going.
No, I don't want a putt-putt.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's get a golf course.
Mayan ruins.
Come on. Come on, McCool.
What about Mayan ruins?
No, what's that crap? Then you got to walk around and look at stuff. Oh, my God. No. I mean, just want a golf course. That's all. You drive around, drink beer. Come on.
It's not the biggest island, San Pedro Island. Like, you can't. What? I don't think they have enough room for golf. I might be wrong. I don't know. You can get a cart. You like rent a golf cart.
Be beautiful.
They do have golf carts. You rent a golf cart and you can take.
Why would you have a place with a golf cart and no golf? That's dumb.
Just to get around the island.
That's what cars are for. Just
okay. Nah, you don't want a car on the island there.
A like, mini, one of those mini things.
Mini Cooper.
Mini
or whatever
Cooper.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing as a golf cart.
What about a rickshaw where a guy's walking with you like that?
Okay. I'm all about that. That's fine. People need work too. So,
like the bicycle rickshaw guy. Let me tell you, like, just 2 minute story. I was at the 2014 NFL draft. I leave the Radio City Music Hall where they have the draft, right? They used to have it there. And, as a matter of fact, that might have been the last one they had there. And so it was the world famous Johnny Manziel draft, also known as the Jadeveon Clowney draft.
Mm hmm.
I get in. I've got to walk. It's a pretty long way to my from there. It's like 56th, and I got to get to like 33rd. Well, yeah, it's pretty good. I'm looking for a cab, and this bicycle guy's like, hey, come on. He's where are you going? I told him. He goes, oh, I can take you there. It's not a problem. And then I said, okay.
Well, he knew you. If you walked that far, that you would have broken a leg or something.
No. I'm good walking in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to Mobile.
That's we've already talked about that. That's not
okay.
That's not the real thing. So I got in it, and he's bicycling away, zoom, 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 zoom. Gets there. He's like, that's 150.
What?
I said what? And he goes, oh, and he points to a sign on the other side of his. Thing that said something like, $10 a minute. I'm like, I said,
no way.
No, you never told me. I said, I didn't see any sign. You never told me it was going to be that much. Why would I ever pay $150? And then he's like, dude, this is bullcrap. So we sit there arguing. Finally, I give him like $60. I'm like, which I know is just way too much. And I said, but I also, I got away with pretty good cheap deal, only $60 when it could have been $150. So I negotiated like the Texans. Yeah.
Well, I got a rickshaw story too.
Yeah. Now that's the bicycle rickshaw.
Back in the day when JT was about 5, Frankie was 4, Jonathan was maybe JT was 6 or 7, Frankie was 6, and Jonathan was 3 or so. We used to go to me and Chad would take the kids to the Astros game. Up in the suite, drinking. The game's over, 10 o'clock. We go across the street to the bus, and the rickshaw drivers are out there, and we go, all right, take the kids. They go around the block. We'll be in here. All right, go.
Wait. Waddell, you got a surrender cobra with your hands on your head.
No.
What were the ages again?
7, 6, and 3.
First, my initial perk up was,
it's 10 o'clock. We're going to take our 6-, 7-, and 3-year-olds to the bus, the bar across the street.
Yeah.
That's my initial perk up.
Yeah.
And then when he topped it off with, hey, just get in this, we don't know this guy, just get in the car,
you look like
the rickshaw, and drive him around.
Get on his bicycle.
Like it's an amusement park ride.
But then it wasn't even, we go, just take him for 20 minutes. Just go.
20 minutes?
Go ahead, we'll be here for a while. And JT, watch Jonathan. He was 7. All right.
Yeah.
So they would go and they would go and then come back in about 20 minutes. Go, take him for another 20. Go ahead. All right. And the guy go off and the kids loved it.
Yeah.
They were like, this is totally sweet. It's midnight. We're out.
Midnight on a downtown. By the way, do you know where this is, Dale? Do you know it's a downtown area?
Yeah. We used to do shows from the bus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where it is.
It's a rhetorical question.
It's a true story.
You're downtown at midnight.
We get home. My wife is like, where have you guys been? It's just good. Don't worry about it. They were at the bus. No, they weren't at the bus. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
No,
but you gotta tell your wife, don't worry about it.
They were in the rickshaw.
Like a scene out of,
they were fine.
Like a scene out of Goodfellas. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. They go, yeah, we rode around all night, Ma. It was great.
We were in a bicycle riding around downtown.
What?
And then we saw a man peeing.
They were
outside on the street.
Yeah, they were fine. Don't worry about it. Give the kid 50.
How much was it?
Whatever. You give him whatever.
Yeah.
You know, hey, the kid made his night. Give him $100 to watch the kids for a couple hours. That's great.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like
it's better than being in a bus. Who's the best parent? Parent of the year? Me.
I feel like that's CPS-y.
It definitely is. Like, don't you, like, for a babysitter is what you paid that person to be. You go through the resume, you look for references.
Look like a good kid to me.
Okay.
In your home. It's scary enough in your home. How about the streets of downtown?
Hey, kid, have you ever been in juvie? Nope. All right, good. You're good.
So you don't know how to fight?
No.
What if we need to know if this guy can fight off a homeless guy.
That's true. No, that was no, but we figured, if he hasn't been in juvie, he's a good kid.
Do you have a blade? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Let him ride.
Take care of the kids. So that's my rickshaw story, which is different than yours.
I like yours better than mine, actually.
All right, go ahead. Finish what you were talking about.
I just ended up having to pay that guy that much.
We were talking about something else before that.
Oh, I don't remember.
Wasn't it bad Rockets basketball? Christian Wood someplace?
Somewhere. A vacation.
Went to kidnap
a vacation.
I said send him. I didn't say kidnap. That's his deal.
Christian Wood, send him somewhere. Give him a vacation.
Oh, my God.
Let's finish bottom four.
Oh, my goodness. All right. 713-780-3776.
How quickly was it? It was just 2 years ago. I was in Belize on vacation watching Rockets playoffs against the Jazz. Now the Jazz are 25-6. They're smashing the Lakers and the Rockets. I'm sitting here talking about kidnapping a player I'd never heard of, at this time last year. Never even heard of Christian Wood. And I now want someone to kidnap him because he might make the Rockets too good. And by too good, I mean the fifth worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
How things change.
Man,
it's kind of like the Texans.
Man, do they ever. This is just a bad basketball team. And I ask a question again. Caris LeVert hasn't played for Indiana, but he is expected to come back. He had some kind of spot on his kidney, whatever it was on his kidney, and he's going to come back. And you saw what Jared Allen can do. You match that with Christian Wood and all of those draft picks or whatever he can put around with John Wall, with Eric Gordon. Man, wouldn't you rather have Jared Allen and Caris LeVert than Victor Oladipo right now?
How many picks would you have gotten in?
You still have 7. You still have all those picks.
Why would you
got 4 plus the 3 that
you
swapped.
How do you know they would have done all that?
Well, they got rid of those guys anyway. What's the difference if you give them to the Rockets or you give them to somebody else?
I think the Rockets did the whole pick. They got an extra thing from Cleveland for the...
So you got one less.
I think, but yeah, that's what...
So you got
actually
one
have legitimate
players.
Well,
no, they got an extra first that is... There's a protection.
Yeah, but Jared Allen is a... I would take Jared Allen over some protected first round pick.
Man, he looked.
Yeah, in hindsight,
he looked pretty. No, not in hindsight. We were talking about.
We were
talking about Jared Allen and Caris LeVert.
Well, the LeVert thing
and all those draft picks.
Yeah, that was a little puzzling that those guys were gone. Like you would think that would be part of the mix, but the Rockets obviously have some financial. Maybe Tillman doesn't want to take the money on.
Well, that's a question.
Yeah.
That's the question because Victor Oladipo is an expiring contract. He was probably I'm gonna do that. Yeah, I don't know. But all I know is, man, you could have, we've talked about this before, you could have players as opposed to all those draft picks. And those two players, with Caris LeVert, when he comes back, if he's really, really good, it's not going to look good. This whole thing's not going to look good.
Look at the question that's on ESPN right now for the 100th day in a row.
Yeah, no.
It's not. It's a comment. All right. It's Deshaun Watson. Texans tell Deshaun Watson, or Texans tell teams, they're not going to listen to trade talks for Deshaun Watson. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know that.
It's the same thing.
Well, and this is a question, though, that you can answer, how Deshaun can affect the 2021 draft. Oh, and we'll do that on the other side. But first, we're going to talk about absolute marble and granite, and that's my man, Jeff Aronoff. And right now is the time that you are, I don't know, if you're hurting. I hate it. I hate for everybody out there that had pipes break and damage. So I'm a boy over there, Elmer and Tim, and they had issues in their kitchen over at Wildcat. It's just a pain, and it's just so terrible. And, you know, you're going along, your house is great, and all of a sudden this cold comes, and you get all of this damage done to your house, inside the house, that comes through the ceiling, and it caves in and ruins everything up and downstairs. And you need somebody that's going to come in and going to help you and going to fix all that stuff up, and that's what Jeff Aronoff does. It's not just about marble and granite and tile. He can do everything. He can do the floors. He can do the walls. He can do the ceilings. He can fix everything. So if you're looking for somebody to come in, if you haven't found anybody yet, I mean, you've got to get on this thing. And Jeff Aronoff can come in and get this job done. All you got to do is give him a call. Let him start. He'll come over. You can get it back to where it was, or you can replace it and make it look brand new and new stuff. If you want to redesign it, he can do that as well. You don't need an architect. You just got Jeff Aronoff right now. It's 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Now, how does Deshaun affect this draft?
Well, so it's a major impact on the draft if he goes. Well, really, he could go anywhere, but especially if he goes inside the top eight picks, which would be Carolina Panthers, New York Jets, potentially Falcons. I mean, we could look at all the teams that need quarterback. What it does is it pushes a quarterback, at least one quarterback, down. And the further you push one down, the further another one could fall. So if Deshaun Watson were to go somewhere inside the top 10, to a top 10 team inside the first round of the draft, then it could really change. It could push one of the quarterbacks way back. And, you know, this Mac Jones stuff, this is now all of a sudden kind of a Daniel Jones situation, where Mac Jones has not been talked about as one of the top four quarterbacks. But a lot of times, the perception of the general public has been, okay, Trevor Lawrence and then Justin Fields. It's not going to be the reality. And the reality is, Justin Fields has been good. I do think there is lingering concerns about the Ohio State offense and quarterbacks coming out of there. The same way we saw with the air raid quarterbacks, with so many air raid quarterbacks for so long, just being products of the system until Pat Mahomes came along. But then, well, it was really Jared Goff and then Pat Mahomes. But Goff was a 2016 pick. He wasn't good in 16. He was better in 17. Pat Mahomes had a year to sit. But they've kind of, you know, that's kind of out now, because Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, both number one picks, they all come from. So that narrative has been that's not the air raid type of spread offense. That's not a killer. The Ohio State thing, Dwayne Haskins really did some damage. JT Barrett was never an NFL caliber, you know, big-time quarterback. Braxton Miller probably wasn't either. But if you start to add up everyone, especially Cardale Jones, who had 1 year in the, 1 year of college football, and had he come out after that playoff run instead of going back and kind of proving that it was a little bit fluky, He actually would have been drafted in the second round instead of the fourth round.
All right, but
what, all these Ohio State guys are. So Justin Fields is going to drop.
Right. Well,
he's going to drop.
Okay. All right.
Zach Wilson's going to move up, and so now Mac Jones is there. So if Deshaun gets inside that group, Deshaun, let's say he were to go to the Jets. Well, if he goes to the Jets, now all of a sudden, you know, at pick three, you got the Dolphins who could decide, we got all the quarterbacks other than Trevor Lawrence to look at. And if they don't want to do it, then you've got the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, the Jets would probably trade out then, wouldn't they?
Well, no. I said if they traded for Deshaun Watson.
I know. Then they would probably trade out of two. Because somebody come up and you some. Like Mel Kiper today.
Oh, you mean the Texans would?
The Texans would get that pick, right.
I think the Texans would trade out.
They might, too. They might, too. Well, unless they really like Zach Wilson.
Yeah, they could. They could. I mean, they might sit there. They might sit there because now you got your whole choice of all those quarterbacks.
You know what? Would that be so horrible? You trade with the Jets. You give up Deshaun. You get all kinds of picks. You start over with Zach Wilson.
I think it's a big downgrade at quarterback.
Well, yeah, I do too. But would that be so horrible?
I don't think it's so horrible to get a bunch of picks.
No.
I don't. The whole time I feel like, Deshaun, you rebuild faster. What you do, though, is you now are on the clock with this quarterback. And so you're as good as what this guy can bring you. But
you got
if you get all these picks, you got a rookie deal.
You get rid of a problem because Deshaun is a problem right now.
Here's what I would do. I would see if anyone wants two inside the top 10.
You get rid of all that Deshaun money.
I would
go
backwards, and you still are going to have a quarterback.
Well, you can, yeah, because you can get Trey Lance later if you like Trey Lance.
Develop him. And yeah. I think the team would love Trey Lance. Extremely smart. I think Nick Caserio would really like his makeup.
What if the Falcons, because Mel Kiper's got the Falcons trading with the Jets, moving up to two, yeah. and the Jets moving down to four and picking Kyle Pitts, and the Falcons get Zach Wilson. What if you traded with the Falcons? They get Zach Wilson. You love Trey Lance anyway. You get Trey Lance.
I like
at
his
four.
Potential. I like his potential. But, I got a 64 on him, but yeah, I like his potential. But yeah, if that happened, I would try to trade back twice.
Yeah.
No, I would trade back twice.
Well, your
roster's so stinky.
You would get two from the Jets in the first, plus you would get an extra maybe Falcons first next year because they want to move up to get Zach Wilson. At four, you can still get your guy.
I'm moving. See, if the Nick Caserio has been part of a team that trades back.
Yes.
So if I'm the Texans and I trade Deshaun Watson, yeah, the first thing I'm doing, if you get an early pick, I'm moving back, not once, but I'm moving back twice. Yeah. And I am picking up as many. And I don't care if it's
You get Darnold with the deal, you still got to get a quarterback.
I know, but you have a chance to build your whole roster out.
Right.
At least start to really make, you have a chance to really, change up your roster. But Deshaun Watson could have a huge impact on at least one quarterback because what's going to happen is somebody's going to be odd man out quarterback. Somebody's going to fall in this if Deshaun is traded. Because one team gets a quarterback if Deshaun goes. Trevor Lawrence, we know, is going to go. And then either Trey Lance. I don't think it's going to be Zach Smith. So it's either going to be Trey Lance, who has
Zach
1 year
Wilson.
Under. I don't think Zach Wilson's fallen. Zach Wilson's going to be inside of there. And then you're going to have Trey Lance, who's got 1 year of experience at North Dakota State, which people are going to hit him for that. And then you have Justin Fields, who's got a great resume. But there's some questions about if he is as mature as he needs to be and committed to football to be not committed to football, but is he as mature as he needs to be a leader right now of men? And then I had never heard that. My assumption would have actually been the opposite. That's something that I heard about a month ago from more than one team, and I hadn't heard that. I wouldn't have known that about. I think he likes to party. Listen, Ohio State's got that reputation. A lot of guys, Bosa's, Zeke Elliott. I mean, there's been stories out there left and right about the Ohio State.
If you go to Ohio State, you like
that's
to party.
That's a party school.
If you like to party, you like
that's
to party.
The football players don't.
Okay, so don't be hypocritical. Do you like to party? Okay, yeah. Okay, so
not
yeah, same
really,
thing.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, let's ask LeShane.
Did Haskins like to party?
Huh? Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Well, he's not Haskins, though.
No,
just because Haskins like
no,
the
but Haskins
party.
Had 50 touchdown passes no, in that offense that. Too. Listen, this I'm not. I think he's better than Haskins without question. And I think having a second year under his belt really proved a lot. I loved what he did against Clemson.
Yeah.
I thought not only did he play well, he also
he's tough.
I was scared. He also showed his toughness in the second half.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what he's up against is no matter what, if it gets out, if Ohio State is saying he does like to go out now and have a good time and all that stuff, NFL teams are going to say, wow, Ohio State, and it's not a black quarterback thing because I know people will try to go there. That's what Haskins, you know, Haskins is an Ohio State quarterback. He's black. Justin Fields is. It's irrelevant. It's the Ohio State, that offense, the big production, all that stuff. If you're not ready, here's the problem NFL teams are having now. And this point was made to me. Lance, guys are coming in with fewer years under their belt than ever before. They're coming in from offenses where they're asked to do very little full field reading and make calls and protections. So they're actually behind, more behind than they've ever been in terms of how to lead an offense. And now, if we have to wait for them for if they're not committed to the process right off the bat, because David Carr was like that. David wanted to be, you know, Mr. Family Man, which, you know, sounds good in theory. This is not great for being a quarterback of a franchise team. If we have to wait for 3 years for you to get it together, and now all of a sudden, you know, we're not sure after 3 years, we already have to make a decision on you. Like, the Jets have to make a decision on Sam Darnold already.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, it's coming up.
Well,
they
got to
make a decision on Baker Mayfield.
No, you can just put it off like the Cowboys.
That's a short amount of time.
You can just put it off like the Cowboys do.
Yeah, and that's, you
that's,
know.
That's not good. All right, 727 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, let's go over Kuiper's and see what you agree, what you disagree. He put out his 2.0 this morning. So
it's pretty interesting mock, too.
We will. Yeah, it is an interesting mock. It's got a trade in there, and it's got all kinds of interesting. He's got a bunch of quarterbacks in the top nine, as a matter of fact. A bunch of quarterbacks in the top nine, and we will talk about that on the other side. John Clay Wolf made some news yesterday. I didn't know.
Is it bad?
Yeah, Prima Nocta was involved in.
Oh, he made some news on the show.
On the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dr.
Dre tweeted him and said, yeah, that's great stuff. And he goes, oh, I got to cut back on the stuff. I'll probably get kicked off that station. And I was like, no, this is the information that the people need, is the kind of information that you provide, John Clay Wolf. So we need you to continue to do that. And John Clay Wolf does improve. You know, what he does is not only give you information, but he also buys your car at a price no one else will pay you. And if you're looking for a great way to sell your car at the highest price, well, that's one guy, and that's John Clay Wolf. He is awesome at this. You know, besides all of the stuff that he says that's inappropriate, he also buys cars. So he's inappropriate, and it's inappropriate how much money he gives you for the car. He's just inappropriate. If you had one word to describe John Clay Wolf, inappropriate is it. And if you're looking for that great way to get out of that car and get the most money for it, there's one place to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 7:30 on ESPN 97.5. So Mel Kiper put out his mock, his 2.0. He has Trevor Lawrence first, despite the fact that, you know, they're trying to create some kind of narrative. They're trying to create content by going out there and saying that, you know, maybe they don't love Trevor Lawrence. No, Trevor Lawrence is going to be number one, and that's all there is to it. So he's got the Falcons moving up to number two and taking Zach Wilson. Do you agree that Zach Wilson should be the second quarterback taken?
I've got it pretty close between. See, Trey Lance is too big a risk. My grade on him is slightly ahead of Justin Fields, or about right there. My grade on, so a 6.5 means boom or bust. That's what I gave Zach Wilson. Trey Lance and Justin Fields, I gave a 6.4. in some ways, it's almost like a 6'4 is better than a 6'5 because, but there is, I do think Zach Wilson's got some really good upside. So I would say, yeah, second quarterback, I would take Zach Wilson, second quarterback, but.
So that's how you're going to rank them.
I would rather have a boom or bust guy. I'm trying to hit doubles to homers.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm that early, so I'd rather do that. I don't want the Marcus Mariota, you know, singles hitter. I don't want to do that. And that's what I think. Justin Fields is more of a single to double. I think Trey Lance has the type of upside I like. But Justin Wilson, I'm fine with it, and I do think he's going to be the second quarterback.
So, Dell, you get Devontae Smith at number three. Congratulations.
I don't think it's going to be Devontae Smith, by the way. Did you hear what happened? Albert Breer kind of pulled something that I'm not totally comfortable with. I heard this on Fred and AJ's show. They brought it up. That apparently a team asked Devontae Smith, and this is not unusual, by the way. They said, who do you like better, Tua or Mac Jones? Who do you think's better quarterback? Something to that effect. He goes, oh, no question. There was no hesitation. He goes, oh, Mac Jones. You know, Mac Jones was a better quarterback. Now, players are asked questions all the time about other teammates, and they're actually very honest. But that usually stays, you know, that stays with them. Somebody
was snitching.
Yes, somebody told Albert, and then Albert put it out there. And
well, that's BS by that team. That did that.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. That's something that, you know, the kid answered you. Yeah. He gave you an honest answer. That should stay in-house.
Yeah.
I'm not very happy about that. But the question was, would that affect the Dolphins? Nah, I don't think it would affect the Dolphins.
Totally get over it.
Do you?
if he's got Devontae to throw to, he get over it.
Dell, you watch a lot of college football. You've got what they call a college football podcast.
Yeah, that is what they call it.
What do they call it?
I call it Respect My Decision.
No, but it's a podcast?
Yeah, a podcast is a thing, if you weren't aware.
My draft podcast is now called With That Being Said.
With that being said.
I've got another one, yeah. Do you, can you see where he would say that?
I mean, not really. I mean,
remember now, this is him catching passes,
right?
Well, he had
knows
a more
both of them better than any of us. He so had that's his opinion.
I don't fault him for it. He asked me watching the two, and I said, no, I don't see it. But Mac Jones was a guy who, you know, helped them win a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah,
and Mac throws a little more catch.
One of the most prolific offenses in college
Mac
football
has
history.
Better. I think Mac has a little better touch on all three levels and is a little more accurate. The better quarterback to me is Tua. And some of that's his escapability and stuff like that, but he throws really catch. And guess who really threw the ball a lot to Devontae Smith?
Yeah, Mac Jones. That's what I'm saying. If I was Devontae Smith, well, yeah, I feel great about Mac Jones too.
Yeah, right.
But I'm
and it's
to
most
think,
more recent.
Yeah,
than everything else.
It just
I'm
happened.
Really,
to me, that's no big deal.
I'm really starting to think that I don't know that Devontae is going to be the first wide receiver.
Well, Ja'Marr Chase is still, you know, hello. I was the best receiver in college football just a year ago. I didn't play, but
he's
you
not
remember
better
me?
Than Devontae, but Devontae is polished. What you see is what you get, which is great.
Which is great.
Upside is what a lot of people
Devontae
like.
Devontae is one of the most accomplished wide receivers in college football.
I thought he was the best receiver on his team last year.
Yeah.
Well, year before when he had Jerry Jeudy and those guys.
But we're talking about in college football history.
Yeah, no, he's there's not the only weakness is he's 170-ish pounds, maybe. And that does matter to some teams. And Ja'Marr looks, you know, Ja'Marr has all this upside. He's got all this growth potential.
Hey,
and he's a good size guy.
How about both of them are going to be really, really good?
And I'm telling you, Jaylen Waddle. I mean, there is a scenario where Devontae could fall to third. And Jaylen Waddle, who's well put together, is a ball winner up in the air, even though he's not tall. And he's going to, I mean, he's got Tyreek Hill juice, and he's got Tyreek Hill up in the air ball skills for being a small guy.
Yeah,
Jaylen Waddle is going to get some. Yeah.
All right, so he's got Devontae third.
Okay.
Kyle Pitts fourth to the Jets.
Yeah, I love it. I've got Pitts for going to Joe Burrow to the Bengals at five. But Kyle Pitts is just too good. The stuff about Kyle Pitts going 10th is ridiculous.
No. Penei Sewell five to the Bengals.
Yeah, that's what everyone does.
Ja'Marr Chase to the Eagles.
Yep, everyone does that.
Justin Fields to the 49ers.
Yeah, so I had Trey Lance to the 49ers.
Okay, he's got.
Wait. Is that a trade?
No. Well, it was the four. Oh, it must be.
Yeah, it is. That's a trade because I got him back at like 10, I think. Well, he's got him trading up.
He's. I guess is San Francisco 9-7.
Let me check.
No, that, I don't know.
Are they at seven?
Carolina
maybe they are.
Is eight.
Oh, no. You know what? You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Carolina's eight.
No trade. San Francisco shakes up the draft. Another trade, and this one could cost the 49ers a lot of draft capital. No, it's the Chicago.
Oh, that's Chicago spot?
No. Oh. Who had this spot?
What's the draft order 2021? He's got San Francisco moving up. He's got San Francisco moving up to seven and get it. It is.
Oh, trade with Detroit.
Trade with Detroit is seven. Yeah. Okay. Carolina's eight, Denver, and then Dallas.
And Justin Fields. Yes, I do think this is a very real possibility because at 10, where they were previously, I had them taking Trevor Lawrence because I think, I mean, Trey Lance, because I think Trey Lance is the perfect fit for Mike, for Kyle Shanahan's offense. I think he's the perfect one. But if you like Justin Fields better, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's still a quarterback, and you may have to move up to seven ahead of Mac Brown. I like this. Mel, this is a well done mock draft because he anticipates number eight making a quarterback selection.
Mac Jones.
Well, that's what we think, but you just never know.
Well, why would you have to go up if you know the Carolina loves Mac Jones? You don't
because
have to get
Carolina
ahead of
them. Could be throwing the Mac Jones they stuff out there to keep you out of it.
Yeah, right. Well, this is what Tannenbaum said the other day, is that Mac Jones is the guy for Carolina at eight.
Oh, you want, yeah. Well, if you want it out there, yeah. And I was told by guys in Cleveland that, hey, Josh Allen could be the They want
guess
certain,
what?
Although
what,
there's no
guess
reason.
What they should have done.
But here's what number.
That's what they should have done.
That's actually.
he's got the Patriots moving up to nine, trading with Denver and getting Trey Lance.
Nine Trey Lance, yeah.
Yeah, he's got three. He's got five quarterbacks in the top nine.
Wee.
Five quarterbacks in the top
if
nine.
If you need a quarterback,
but you know what?
You
if you need a quarterback,
him.
You got to go get him.
I guess so.
Right?
I guess so.
Because these are the five in the draft. Otherwise, what do you got?
I guess so. To me, this is just outlandish.
I mean, how much? Okay, you've got Trevor
Lawrence. These guys aren't good enough to go in the top.
You got Trevor Lawrence, then everybody else. But these four are kind of bunched together, aren't they?
Yeah. Not Mac Jones, not for me, but for other people. So, yeah. In general, yeah, you got the next group. See, that's what bothers me. If you think these are all kind of bunched together, I just don't think there should be. But this is what Mel's banking on, a run on quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So he's saying there's going to be a run on quarterbacks and you're going to see teams go after it. Now, that's why Deshaun Watson, if he goes to any of those teams in the mix, it would change drastically. I think he'd love to go. You know, I still think the 49ers are a team. The 49ers and Panthers both are two teams that you really can't sleep on because the 49ers – problem is you don't get the first round picks, but they got some players that could really help you out.
Well, they're gonna have to move Jimmy then, right? So now Jimmy changes the draft too.
I mean, wouldn't you want to take Jimmy back in the short term and see how he plays?
What, the Patriots?
No, the Texans. If you were to move,
I don't know. Where are the 49ers? 12? I don't know. The 12's high enough for you if you've got. I don't know that that's and plus if they get Deshaun, what's a future draft pick gonna be? It's going to be late.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what if they threw you? What if they said we'll give you 12, Jimmy? See, they're not giving Nick Bosa, but Fred Warner, really good linebacker. Mm. We'll give you Fred Warner. We'll give you Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll give you our first this year, a first next year, and a fifth.
Yeah, but a first next year is going to be.
Is that not enough? You think
first next year is going to be in the mid 20s?
Yeah.
I mean, or later.
Yeah.
And the deal with Fred Warner is he's an unrestricted free agent after this upcoming season, so you're going to have to make a decision on paying him.
Yeah.
So you'd probably work out a deal paying him before you take him on, and you don't have any money. So
okay,
how?
What if they said Nick Bosa, we'll give you the first Nick Bosa, we'll give you this year's first Nick Bosa and Jimmy Garoppolo. Nick Bosa and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Would you rather have a future first than Jimmy Garoppolo?
And I want
a
first.
Yeah, but they're not going to give you a future first. We'll give you Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what I'm saying. This is San Francisco talking. We'll give you Jimmy Garoppolo, get rid of his money, Nick Bosa, who you're going to have to pay soon. But that's your new J.J. Watt.
Yeah, but
if he's healthy.
Where's his deal?
If he's healthy.
Where's his deal? Because you're going into this with the knowledge that no one's re-signing here, okay?
That doesn't feel...
That's the terrible reality of it, okay? You got to get a guy... You got to get a guy that's got years left on his deal. You got to get a guy that's got a long-term contract.
I mean,
you can't get somebody in here that's got 2 years left because that's all you're going to have.
Well, he's got 3 years left.
Okay.
Nick Bosa.
It's still kind of. It seems.
Well, you can't make trades with players thinking no one's going to stay.
Of course, that's the.
Well, why would Fred Warner after this year want to be a Texan?
No, Fred Warner is a problem for
them.
Fred Warner's an expiring contract.
Can't take chances with expiring contracts.
No.
I got to have. Would y'all do Nick Bosa a first this year and Jimmy Garoppolo? Is that enough? They won a lot of picks.
No.
You know, Nick could still move back from the first this year.
How old do you think Nick Bosa is?
How
old do you think Nick Bosa is?
He was young. He came out 20. I'd say like 23.
Nick Bosa's 28 years old. He's 28 years old.
What? No. You got to be looking at Joey.
No, I'm looking at Nick.
How's that possible?
That's why I'm shocked by it. I'm looking at Nick, and it says he's 28. Did they flip Joey and Nick's age on SpotTrack?
They must have.
Because there's no way they have him at 26 as a rookie. I was like, what is this?
No.
It can't be 28 years old.
He's 23. October 23rd birthday.
He's 23.
Yeah.
Where are you seeing that?
I'm looking at SpotTrack. They have him at 28 years old.
Him and Joey flip. So, he's 23 years old.
No. He's got 3 years left on his deal. That seems very Christian Wood to me. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, Christian Wood's got the $41 million, and then he's done. I mean,
Nick Bosa's
going to have this, and then he's done.
I don't think players just automatically leave. I mean, you can get better. You can get better fairly quickly in the NFL. If you get that first-round pick, like I said, any first-round picks I'm getting, I'm moving back.
I'm
multiplying picks.
It's comforting that the Texans, the centerpiece of their trade is a guy who only played 2 games last year.
Yeah, that's I don't like guys who are real tightly bound physically, muscle heads who – Wasn't his injury? Was it a knee or was it a pec?
It was a knee.
Okay.
You can come back from a knee.
Yeah. The knee's pec no would deal. Concern me.
Knee's no big deal.
Or those, torn bicep or a pec. That's the kind of injuries for me that concern me.
He's been in the league 3 years. He's only got 2 years left on his deal.
Has this been already 3 years?
Yeah, it's 3 years. He's only got 2 years left.
His rookie year they didn't get to the Super Bowl?
20. Yeah.
Yeah. 16, 17, 18.
No. Yeah, 16, 7.
No, not 16. No.
He's been in the league.
No. Two years. 2 years.
Yeah. He signed a 4 year deal.
Yeah.
Y'all keep getting.
No, well, 4 year deal, but he's got the extra
he's got
year.
The fifth year.
First round, fifth year.
Yeah. You still have 3 years.
Yeah, you still got 3 years. It still doesn't seem long enough to
you. No, you have 4 years on him.
Oh, plus franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You could go for two franchises if you want.
So you got him plenty long.
Yeah, that should feel great.
And then he'll sit out.
Hey, Nick, we're trading for you. I don't see myself signing a long term deal here.
If you trade for him, I don't think you can franchise him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You only got him 3 years. You only got 3 years.
No, you just pay him. He'll be fine.
Some assumptions.
I ain't doing it. 744 ESPN 97.5. What I'm doing right now is I'm talking about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. That's what I'm doing. Look, if you're looking for a great way to get into that Chevy car or truck, it is listen, Chevy trucks right now, spectacular. And they got the generator on there. Listen, most dealerships charge up to $3,000 and unknown. When you buy a truck from another dealership, they're going to want bed liner, leather, all this other stuff. You customize exactly what you want on your vehicle, and they're not going to add on. By the time you get it, it's not $3,000 more. It's exactly what you thought you were going to pay for your car. You value your trade. You get pre-approved. You schedule a test drive. You can do all of this online. You workers out there, you need a transit van. You got your electrician, plumber, drywall, construction worker, whatever it is that you are. This is a great time for you to get that new Chevy car or truck because you're so busy right now. You've got to have it. And if you want to expand, this is the best time to do it. And listen, right now, Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year, most significant savings, the best financing, most robust warranties, everything that goes along with Ford Truck Month. The number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. It is not even arguable. They are the best. And when you talk about service, it's second to none. You can buy everything at home. You don't even have to go to the dealership. It's ChastainFord.com. Or if you want to go, it's clean. It's wonderful. You can go check out the cars. It's a safe environment. All you got to do is go on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. You're looking for that Chevy car or truck right now. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN.
97.5.
Hey, guys. I know you didn't like having no electricity during the winter freeze-out that we had. And Generator Supercenter can do something about that. Generator Supercenter is, you know, is a chance for you to always have electricity. And that's whether we have rolling blackouts like we had, or there is inclement weather because of freezing temperatures, hot temperatures, hurricanes, tropical storms, a blown out transformer. It's an automatic standby generator. That's what Generac is. And so Generac, and they're the nation's number one dealer, by the way, Generator Supercenter, they can get you lined up with a Generac automatic standby generator, which is very simple. When your power goes out, it goes back on. And while everyone else in your neighborhood or on your quote-unquote grid may not have power, you will. And you will have that peace of mind for you and for your family from a temperature standpoint in the home, the comfort, the conveniences. And, you know, and sometimes it's not about the comfort. It's about the safety for your family of having that electricity so that you can stay warm or stay cool. Make sure that you go see my friends over at Generator Supercenter. Free estimates available. Financing is available with low monthly payments. Generator Supercenter. That's GeneratorSupercenter.com.
I'm in love with the go-go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'd like to make a public apology. In that Chastain Ford spot, I think I said the C word rhymes with Levy. And Patrick was listening, and he threw up a little bit in his mouth. So it's Chastain Ford. It's the Ford F-150 car or truck.
Calvin pee on that, or where's Calvin peeing on one of them?
I think he pees on Chevys, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'd speak for him.
Yeah, no, it can't be them. It must be Toyota he pees on.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Not American made.
So I it's of course, it's F-1. Chastain's been a Ford dealer forever. It's Ford. What's that, man? That's a slip of the tongue. That was a horrible one. Patrick's like, what?
Once again, John Granato here for Cadillac.
No, I'm not doing that C word either. The C word is a bad word, okay? That's all I know. The C word is a bad word. The F word is a nice word, okay? Ford. That's a nice word as opposed to the C word. That's ugly. Nobody likes that word. 713-780-3777. So get your Ford over at, and get your Ford on over at Chastain Ford. 750, let's get Chris in here. He's got a couple of draft questions. What do you say, Chris?
Love you guys' show. Hey, if I was the Texans, I wouldn't do the 49ers trade. I don't like one draft pick plus two guys that are meh. You know, put us back in the purgatory of mediocrity. I would see if Nick Caserio would trade Deshaun Watson and let Deshaun draft the next three drafts. And maybe Deshaun might be interested in staying, or give Deshaun a little more clock around there, but I know Cal's not going to do that. I did have an actual Houston draft question. Lance, there were two kids that came out of high school here, Marvin Wilson at Florida State, and then there's, I think, a tackle at Stanford, a big old kid. I think they went to the same high school. Where do you have them going in the draft? I thought previous to this football year with COVID and everything that Marvin was pretty high on a lot of people's boards, but I couldn't find him anywhere in the first round and a lot of second-round mocks that I looked at. I just want to see. Well, you had grades on them. I can't figure out the big white kid. Left
Walker
back
Little.
Stanford.
His name's Walker Little.
Yeah, I just want to see where you had those two.
They all went to Episcopal.
I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
All right, Walker Little, Marvin Wilson, and Jalen Waddle all went to Episcopal.
They must have won like 10 state championships.
Yeah, they won.
Jalen Waddle, Walker Little, and Marvin Wilson on the same team.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
So Walker Little really hasn't played a lot of football. The last time he played was 2000. Okay, so he played full year 2018. His tape was a little disappointing when I watched. Not real strong, but he's young, so he still had two more years. You know, you don't worry about that with a young player. Well, the problem was he played one game or part of a game against Northwestern, the very first game of the year in 2019, blew out his knee. Okay, so I don't have any tape in 2019. Then he opts out of 2020. I don't have any tape on 2020. I don't know, did he get stronger? How does he come back from the knee?
Well, you'll see that in combine, though. You know what?
There is no combine.
Well, a pro day or whatever.
That's the problem is he had a chance to go to Senior Bowl, passed up on that.
Right.
So he didn't go to Senior Bowl where he could have competed against guys. There is no combine this year. We'll see if he works out at the pro day. But the pro day doesn't give you a chance to go one-on-one in pads against guys, John. So you won't see that really for a full year since 2018. His pro day moving around, he's a good athlete. I know he's going to move around. Now he's working with a guy that I have a lot of respect for out of Dallas named Duke Mannyweather. Duke did tremendous work with the with a center from Wisconsin Whitewater, Quinn Miners, who everyone's been raving about since the Senior Bowl. And he told me that Walker Little is stronger. He's moving great. He really likes Walker Little. I still think Walker probably goes in the third round. Marvin Wilson really hurt himself this year. He came in. He's too heavy. He's carrying way too much weight. He looks slower. He looks sloppier. I was really disappointed. I thought Marvin Wilson had second-round talent last year, and he came back, and I give him a lot of credit. He came back to school. He was a leader at Florida State, but he just was not the same player on tape, and I think it's because he just played too heavy. And at that position, you know, you've got to be more consistent. I think Marvin Wilson maybe goes in the fourth round.
Fourth?
Yeah, I think he's hurt himself that much. Senior Bowl, he had a good day one day, and then he kind of got quiet after that. So
I think you're getting a great bargain if you get Marvin Wilson in the fourth.
Well, he had fifth round tape this year, but you have to look at last year and say he had
a bounce back year last year. Yeah,
I mean you could not, say not yeah. yeah the year before he was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then this year he wasn't very good. So not relative to being a.
I think both of those guys. You're going to get a good value.
Well, got upside. Yeah. You got upside with both. One guy's a tackle. I mean, Walker Little is a tackle. That just has value. It's just that he's the great unknown right now because people haven't seen him play hardly any football at all. You won't
surprising
see him
that he wouldn't go and compete at the comp. Maybe he's been out so long now that
it's the Senior Bowl. I was too. I think he should have unless he thought he wasn't ready. But I mean, he's healthy. That shouldn't be a concern. So I think that was a bad decision not to go compete at the combine. At Senior Bowl, unless he's got strength issues, you know, play strength issues that aren't going to, you know, core strength issues that aren't going to change, and then you keep people guessing, and they won't really know on you. They won't really have a chance.
You're going to have a pro day.
Yeah, but even the pro day, I mean, your pro day, you're not in your pads.
No, I know.
You're not going up against guys.
Yeah, I guess you're not lifting. You're not doing, no.
He could lift. They'll want him to lift.
Yeah.
He should lift. And even if he lifts, all he's got to do is get to if he gets to 24, he's fine. 23, 24, he's fine. And he's been working with Duke. I think he'll be fairly strong. Duke said he's strong. He's definitely stronger. So
I think you're getting on both of those guys, and I think you get a great bargain in Walker Little. Walker Little is going to be a left tackle in the NFL for years.
But he's a projection.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that's the scary part. With Marvin, your tape last year is not that good. But if Marvin trims down and gets back to where he should be, you know, that's another one where you might be able to buy low on him fourth or fifth round.
You know what I like about Marvin? You know what I like about Marvin?
What?
Marvin said he could have gone in the draft last year and he lost a lot of money, but he said, I don't want to leave Florida State like this. I'm going to stay here.
I respect it.
Yep. Yep. And not only did not opt out, not only did not and wanted to play on a losing team because he loves his school. And wanted him, and he said, I don't want to leave them like this where we're really a bad
football program.
And still they're a bad football program.
But the football character, he called out some other guys who were, like Marvin was a big leader.
Yes.
So that's gonna help his cause. But, you know, when it comes down to football, can he rush? Like, if he doesn't have rush, then you get pushed down a full round as a defensive tackle. Because they'll take you off the field and, you know, they'll just have somebody else come in sub-package. But. Those guys, I think Marvin hurt himself. Walker Little is just an unknown. And then Jalen Waddle is, of course, going to be a top 11 pick for sure.
Top 11? So in Kuypers, he doesn't have Waddle there. He goes 11.
He has him there. Keep looking.
Well, he doesn't have him at 10. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have him at 10, so he'd have to be 11.
Oh, you don't have his whole draft?
I just got 10.
Oh, you don't have the
top 10.
Oh, I've got the Pat. Yeah, he's got him at 11. Everyone puts him with the Giants.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah, Mel's got him at number 11 because everyone has him with the Giants. It's like the default pick. Every year you'll have two or three default picks. One is everyone's doing Penei Sewell at 5, which I'm not, and then everyone's doing Jalen Waddle at 11.
Well, you're not, but you got him going. Kyle Pitts still available.
I have you him got five.
You have him five. Because yeah. So Kyle Pitts gets out of the top four. Yeah. The only reason that he probably got Penei Sewell there is because he doesn't think Kyle Pitts makes it to
five. I was the first one to put him up that high. Everyone else can't sits and waits. And it's hard to find places for tight ends. But to me, when you're that talented, you better go find some place to put him. Because guys that are that talented, that's like Kelvin. You know, what he is he's a potential Kellen Winslow Jr. And I can't say that on the, you know, I'm not allowed to say that. But he's more of an Aaron Hernandez.
By the way, he just took 16 years, right?
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez, Kellen Winslow Jr., where Kellen Winslow was a great athlete who, by the way, was a tougher blocker. Kellen Winslow Jr. was a great football player. He just had injury issues, and he was obviously a lunatic.
Mm-hmm. 14 years for Kellen.
14? Not yes. 16? He should have got 16.
Plea agreement.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5, hey, now we can drop the C word.
Yeah, and that's Chevy. And if you go to LanceZCars.com, you'll see Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. But I want to focus on the Chevy products because I've got the Chevy Traverse, and my wife has Chevy Traverse. We couldn't be more happier with the Traverse. It is a larger crossover vehicle. It's a lot like having an SUV, only it's a little bit lower, obviously, and it's, you know, it's less expensive too. So it's a great opportunity for you to get into a vehicle that handles like, you know, handles great, a tremendous safety features, and it's that Chevy brand that really means something. But you can go beyond that to the Chevy Silverado. They got a Chevy Silverado pickup truck, 1500 custom truck with 2.7 liter gray exterior. Right now it's available for $34,870. That's a great price for a pickup truck. Phenomenal. You can get pre-approved right there online with a finance application. They can get you your trade-in value taken care of. Basically, the entire service can be done right there through online shopping. And so many people aren't even going to dealerships anymore. They're doing it online. And if you'd like to do it that way, they will drive the car and the papers for you to sign right out to you. They can do the whole thing from Angleton right into Houston. Right to the Woodlands if you want. It doesn't matter. They're just here to take care of you, get you good prices, and get you a great vehicle. Chevy is a great way for you to find new roads. LanceZCars.com. That's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Carlos Correa, all-star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.